In 92, I was jumped by four guys that almost took my life, broke every bone in my face, tried to cut off my arm and my leg with a machete, and shot me three times. After I got out of the hospital 6 months later, I became as what most people would call a bum. To live in the cardboard boxes or under the bridges and being hungry and homeless, it is very, very degrading, and it's very heartbreaking. It's like that atmosphere steals hope from you. About a year after that is when I finally realized that that I had to do something about this if I wanted to survive or have a better life. I came down and I was treated with nothing but respect, and I was fed good. From the time I came in here until now, starting with the mill, this was a place for me to get a grip. I don't think it was a coincidence that I ended up here. I came exactly to the place where my God wanted me to be. I think he heard my cries from out there under those bridges and under those cardboard boxes, and he put me right here. This is going to be a special Thanksgiving here because this year was actually the eye-opener year for me. I'm just going to rejoice this Thanksgiving.